Blog Talk Radio. My sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For more in the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, son. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Well, you know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
Real love. I bless you to all of you all in Radio Land. You're listening to The Cricket Show. And as usual, every Sunday from 6 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Sorry, Leon, we have an echo.
Yes, I anticipate that. Okay. Is it probably a feedback from you then?
Okay. No. It's the board says you're disconnected.
Okay, I know that.
Connect to the show through your device. Can I do that?
Wait, well, both of us can do that.
No, go ahead then. It says direct connect is not.
Yeah, that's
okay. Hearing you, Leon.
I don't know what's going on.
Feedback. Try again. Okay. Hello, Hyacinth. Can you hear me?
Wait, Dennis. Go ahead. Take care.
Yeah. Yeah. Hyacinth, are you hearing me? Hello, Hyacinth. Are you hearing me? Hello, Donna. Are you hearing me? Hello, Donna. Anyone hearing me?
Hello, Dennis?
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure somebody's there hearing me. Hyacinth, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, Dennis.
Good. All right. So
okay, okay, where were you? Let's see if this will work. Go ahead, talk now, Dennis, if it works. Dennis, are you there? Dennis?
This is the Cricket Show. Sorry about that little glitch we've had at the opening there. Hello and welcome to all our listeners. Wherever you are in the world, this is the Cricket Show. It's Little Gremlins at the moment. www.blogtalkradio.com/the Cricket Show. You can call us at 1-515-605-9850 or send us an email at thecricketshow@comcast.net. Set your reminder to join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. I am Dennis Heath, and Leon is here with us. Our host Leon is here with us, and he'll join us shortly. In the meantime, let's just say hi to see who's... are you still with me, Donna?
I'm with you, Dennis.
You're with me.
I'm here with you.
Good. Good. Hyacinth, are you with me? I am not hearing Hyacinth. I'm not hearing Donna. Are you there?
Are you hearing me, Dennis? Dennis, are you hearing me?
Yes,
I'm hearing you,
hearing
Dennis.
You. Good. Please stay with us for a while. We're having some technical issues. Yes, Leon. Right,
how about me, Dennis? Dennis, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, Leon. Please go ahead.
Okay, well, let's go on with the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment you have afforded us to present yet another show. We pray that you let the show go on without any interruptions. Today is a wonderful day in the neck of, in my neck of the woods. And I pray wherever you are, you too will experience similar weather conditions. We want to take this opportunity, Lord, to pray for the ones who are suffering with ill health, namely my dear friend, Dr. Leroy Lashley, and his daughter Lisa, and in recent times, his wife. We also want to pray for Bobsy Nisbet, especially as she is going through some very stressful time at this moment, and her dear daughter Murchis as well. We pray for Connie Whitley, Elimat, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, El Camino Willett, Wentworth, Gorbrill, Telbert, and Duane Francis, all relatives of mine. We pray for Dennis Hillman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Philmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Roger Brown, Dr. Linford McKenzie, and we also want to pray especially for Dawn Simon. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you have given to us to present yet another show, and we pray that you let it go on without any interruptions. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health and those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray for the ones who help finance the show, Lord, and those who support us morally. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us in the past, and we pray today's show will go on without any interruption. Well, without no further ado, let's hear from Hyacinth all the way from London. Sorry, England did not win the World Cup.
Leon, before you go ahead, I think we're having some feedback. Try 850. That might be.
Yes, I got that taken care.
Okay.
Okay, Tony. Go ahead, Hyacinth.
Huh? Go ahead. Hyacinth? Oh, Hyacinth's not hearing us.
Go ahead, let's keep going.
Donna, how you?
Denise, are you hearing me?
Yes, I am hearing you loud and clearly.
Loud and clear, okay.
Okay. But we're not hearing Donna, and we're not hearing Hyacinth.
Okay, how about you?
Are you hearing me now?
Good, yes, I am.
I'm hearing you, well, too.
How can you?
Thank you.
Hello, I hear
okay.
Hyacinth or Donna.
We have Hyacinth, and we hear you. Okay,
let's go on, Dennis. Let's go on.
Okay. So a brief rundown into our program until Coach Jason joins us for the Coach's Corner. We expect, hopefully, to delve into the current Republic Bank CPL with Robman Powell, now the captain of the Barbados Royals. And, of course, there are a few rookies in the CPL this year. And we have a new condition in the CPL. The red card has arrived in cricket. So we can try to explain that to you in a moment. We take a quick look at test match overrate penalties faced by England and Australia in the recently concluded test match series. And there's the ICC Player of the Month for July. We'll take a look to see who those nominated players were. And reports coming out that Marlon Samuels, West Indian player, has been hauled up on anti-corruption charges. We'll see if we can get some more information on that one for you. The minor league cricket tournament is in full blast, so we'll have scores, results, and matches. And U.S. Masters tournament is currently ongoing. There are several matches have been played thus far, but of course there was some weather interruption earlier, late yesterday and today. New Zealand and England are set to play T20s and some ODI matches in the next few days ahead of us. Ireland and India currently locked in a battle in T20 and ODI series. Currently, they're playing the ODIs. You know that India has won the first one, and I think Ireland won the second, and they're currently battling for the third, which I think India was on top. Today was the final and concluding day of the FIFA Women's World Cup. And those of you who were able to join this morning will see that England fell and Spain took the trophy by 1-0. We hopefully will get some time to discuss that a little bit later on. But for now, will just say welcome to Coach.
Well, just a moment here.
Dennis, because we have a little more to cover in that area too.
All right.
India, tour of Ireland. We do have cricket scores from around the world. And most of all, we have some news from the Caribbean where some young West Indies. 19.
You have echo, Leon, sorry.
Yes, it's coming from you, Dennis.
All right.
Coming from you.
I will log in again.
Okay. Now. Okay. Well, okay, let's do this then. Okay,
are you hearing me, Hyacinth, are you hearing me? Hyacinth? Jason, are you there? Jason?
Yes, Jason, sir. Good evening, everyone.
Hello,
Yes, good evening,
Leon.
Everyone.
Dennis, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I'm here too, Leon.
Okay. I don't hear Ison. Okay.
Huh?
Leon, you've gone silent, Leon. Hello. Hold on, please, coach. We're having some technical issues again.
Hi, Jason. Are you there? Jason?
Yes, coach is there.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Good evening to
you.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Take
it away.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Cricket Show USA, the Cricket Hall of Fame USA, and the American Cricket Education Council, ASEC, OCEC, is pleased to welcome the weekly joint collaborative broadcast of the Coach's Corner. The objective of the Coach's Corner is to provide coaching education and expert views, information, oral and practical assistance, while helping to educate those seeking to understand and to become actively involved in the sport of cricket, nationally and internationally. The segment of the Coach's Corner will run from 6:15 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will feature Jatin Patel, Cricket Hall of Famer and multi-sport coach, administrator, and director of the Cricket Hall of Fame. Good afternoon to you, coach. Welcome to another edition of the Coach's Corner. How are you today?
Good evening. Doing well today.
Good afternoon to you, coach.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how was your visit down south, southwest?
No, I was in Chicago yesterday.
Okay.
At the launch of APCL Cricket Academy with your Antigua and man, Sir Vivian Richards.
Oh, the great one, the great one.
Yeah, yes, still there in Chicago.
Okay.
I'm heading back to home now.
All right, okay. Be careful. Take it away.
Okay. Coach, this week's topic, we're looking at momentum. And I will kick this off with the first question for you. Coach, some sporting victories are seen as momentous, while others are not. Can you describe the difference between a momentous victory and one that is not considered momentous?
Well, this is a good question. The momentum is means it comes like four or five steps if you look at it. The first thing is you must gain the momentum or pick up the momentum. Or someone says start the momentum. Means you begin with something and then accelerate to keep up with that momentum, whether it's a one game series or even individual performances over a long period. And eventually, once you pick up the momentum, gain momentum, make sure you maintain that momentum to sustain. Means you have to keep performing at the consistent level, with the, whatever the capacity who have achieved the original goal. It's always the other way around. A lot of times, we have to accelerate and make sure we do much better than what we have momentum going on. I will give you two examples, cricket-related for sure, but that is the biggest thing. But at the same time, it does have a risk involved where a lot of players or teams not able to keep that momentum. And they usually, we call it wheels are off at the critical time, or you are having a different outcome than what you expect or the fan expect, and that usually happens. Going back to the question, the prime good example, very good example about momentum and momentous victory is today's final when the Spain, we all know that in 2023 FIFA World Cup, so many upsets, so many things happening. but there's a one team reached the playoff first time. That's Spain. They did all their hard work to get there. Once they reached, they did not give up. And they stay with that momentum. They kept with it. And they continue what they're doing it. And they decided to do better, but without taking too much risk. And eventually, they went quarterfinal first time, semifinal first time, and today, final, the championship. No doubt, it's a low margin, 1-0 against England. But at the other side, we have to think about England. They had momentum. They gained. They came all the way up to here. And they did not maintain their momentum. And that's on the losing side. When it's come to the cricket, the momentum is directly connected with the, I call it, mindset. What do you start with it? What do you want to do with it? And what do you want to keep continue with it? And that is the key part. So here is the one simple example for any batter. What is the common thing we ask for as a coach? Player need to go down there on the pitch, try to settle down first, take some touches, make sure you are comfortable. When you feel confidence, let's start playing with it. And then the momentum is like in a progression. You score, let's say, a dozen runs. If you score a dozen, can you keep up this momentum to reach 25? If you reach 25, can you keep momentum to reach 50? And this is the incremental order, right? But it's in a progression. What we're trying to do is stay with the momentum and pick up the accelerator. Means let's do better than what we have done so far. And if you succeed in that situation, then the outcome and performance both can be different level. At the same time, if you look at the bowler, a lot of times we have seen it. The bowler bowls first two are very good, maybe with one or two wickets, and all of a sudden, they are not able to keep up with that performance, and they start giving away runs. And we see what they started, they were not able to keep continue or doing better than what they have done in first over. So this is like a simple example of the momentum, which definitely has a directly connection with the mindset, which we know that a lot of factors can affect. A lot of factors can cause the problem. And that is the biggest strength. In order to keep momentum, and in order to keep up with the momentum or increase or accelerate, you must have the mindset change to the next level. And so on, the momentum also carries in the team performance. And we have seen, I will say, West Indies example is a good one. We had a lot of them, but unfortunately, as everyone knows that, it's always on and off. You never know what happens in today's game, and 2 days or 3 days later, there's a different performance out there. So we are not able to maintain that momentum which they already gained from, let's say, one game, right? And at the same time, I will not say that the team are not doing the same way. It always happens. For example, if you take the India, I can list about 8 or 9 events since October 2021 where India did not do well at certain times, certain point, at certain level. That includes a lot of big losses, I will say. And those are need to be concerned, because when you have an excellent team, when you have a team of potential champions, let's say multiple of those, we should not have end up with those results. And that is what in today's world, I will say for a small team with a good team cohesion, if you can pick up, gain, and maintain the momentum, all success are in your hands.
Okay, Coach. Thank you for that. Is momentum a physical thing or is it a mental thing?
It's a more of a mental. As I said, it's directly connected with the mindset, right? And it's a mindset is simple. I can do it. I will do it. And that is what this mindset allows. If you score a century in a one inning, then you need to have that commitment. Hey, I'm able to score century today, so I can do it another one too. And when you go next opportunity, you should change the mindset too. Hey, I can do it. And that is how it works. And because of that, as I said, it's directly connected with mindset, means it has a lot of things around. We're discussing for the last 3 months on various topics, and there are plenty of topics can derail your plan, and things can go different way, which is losing momentum or did not maintain momentum or other way failed momentum. We have to start over from somewhere.
All right. Leon, would you care to...
Yes. Now, with momentum, Coach, a team can take chances that they normally would not take. Is that something that you, would, as a coach, would ask your team to do? Are you with me?
Well, that is the good thing about it, like cricket, soccer, these are the team sports, right? And it needs to be, it's a very good question, and I can go a little length here. Because team sport, there are four things involved, okay? Let me tell you, four corners of the team sport. One is definitely administration.
Mm-hmm.
Second corner is definitely a management. Third one is the operation. And the fourth and last important is execution, which is on-field activity. The other three are directly or indirectly related, but they are not in a position to change anything. They are the decision-making things, right? And this execution side becomes more important. So it's a heavily rely on all four sections of this team sport. And they have to deal with this momentum, how they want to keep it up. Let's say example for India. We have probably in last 3 months, if you look at it, how many players has played international cricket? Let's take it this way, whether it's ODI, Test, T20. So you are going to come out with maybe about around 30 players altogether, right? With the World Cup around the corner, they need to find a proper 11 who will take the field, right? So here, what happens is administration, management, and operations are working together to find a better solution or proper solution, which can be very effective and very potential to win the championship. But at the same time, this momentum can heavily rely directly with the on-field performances, which is we call the execution. Because when you have players are on and off, when the things are changing, some are rested, some not rested, some new players coming, some old players are trying to get along with the new players kind of thing. So these all factors is all about team building process, but at the same time, they have to consider how they keep the momentum. Means usually that does it carry winning success? Does it building up the process which can help them win with the agenda, let's say. Over here, I will say India has an agenda for the World Cup at this point. And so far, they are making all changes. And even though we have seen it, even in West Indies, they win a couple of. Means the West Indies series, they win two of them at least. And the others were, I will say, close calls, right? And the same thing in Ireland, I think they won by 2-0 today, right? So this thing can happen, and this team usually look at even this FIFA World Cup. What happened? USA lost, not just USA. There are plenty of teams in top 20 are knocked out from this World Cup. So what happened here, whatever the plan they had, everyone has a good plan. I don't think anyone is playing to lose. Everyone wants to go out, compete, play for it and win. But unfortunately, when you don't have momentum or when you are not able to carry momentum, and the results are the failure.
Yes, thank you for that. Good answer. Good answer, Jaitin. Back to you,
Coach,
Dennis.
Coach, does momentum come in the form of a single act or action, or is it a series of events?
It can be both ways. I will say on individual performances, let me break it down two ways of momentum. In individual performances, this motivation can help, and this momentum can be changed in a matter of moment, let's say. But when it comes to the team, it's other way around. This momentum can motivate and inspire others to do well, and at the same time, you can expect your failure may cause to the other teammates' performance. They might be under a below performance or failure. So these can go either way. But the most likely, in case of these winning games, I will say, the one player's contribution or performance when they are single-handedly winning for the team means they did pick up game and kept momentum until they win. But if somebody is dropping out before achieving the goal, we have seen plenty of time. We can see batsman is doing really well. They go all the way close to the victory. And all of a sudden, let's say maybe 2 overs left before the victory, passing point or scoring to cross. Means like if you have less than 10 runs needed and you're losing wicket, the important wicket, who the batsman who carried all the way up to close to finish line, I will say. So these are the things the player has to learn, how to stay with that momentum you carried away for a long time. And again, as this question belongs, it can change at any moment in individual performance or in team performance, and it can go either way.
Thank you, Coach. Coach, once you have momentum, how do you keep it going?
There is a lot of things you have to lock it down, I will say. That is what mindset is. A good example, I'm still scratching my head for the last 2 days, I will say, since I met this Servio Richards in Chicago. And the way he used to play, the one biggest thing what I recall is that ATC World Cup, when he took the field after the Garden finished out on this first over, he was smashing all Indian bowlers to all over places until one of the greatest catch in history by Kapil Dev ended the Sir's inning. At this point, I will say entire India and the world, I don't think anyone has thought about it, that somebody can stop Servio Richards and India can win, right? But what happens here, it definitely triggers and it sets the higher mindset for the other people. It's all about self-belief, which raises the confidence and people going in a different direction, right? So what happens here is whatever the mindset you have, you need to carry it away. The few great mindset I can recall is basically three of them. I can hand count easily. One is definitely Chandrapal, right? How you can play 1,000 deliveries without getting out. I mean, it's a perfectly mindset. Come on, doesn't matter who is bowling, what state they're bowling, how they're bowling, how many partners he has losing. Does he lose his head? No, he keeps continuing. He is a world record holder of losing partners at the other end. How about that? You know, it's like a busy thing. And I can tell you two more great examples. I always think about it. And it's not easy to do it. If somebody thinks they did it and I can do it, no, it's a huge challenge. One of the things is probably Geoffrey Boycott from England. We used to call a sticky batsman. He stays for longer inning. Means he has a commitment. he has a proper mindset, and he's not changing his mindset, believe it or not. Same thing with another great entire West Indies now, Sunil Gavaskar. He can play long inning. A lot of people used to call it boring, but I will say, anyone think about this number from these three legends especially, and you can add Brian Lara, Lou Richards, we have plenty of them. Add those numbers, and do we have any youngster out there in today's world who can go out there and play maybe about 200 or 300 deliveries? There are not many. We are seeing them like on and off, but where is the consistent performers? If you look at these three legends, like I believe Shiv Narayan is like three or four times in the test career, he has played more than 1,000 delivery before he got out in international cricket. Now that's a huge, it's not a one-time deal. He has repeated that. Same thing with Sunil Gavaskar and Jeffrey Boycott. If you read the history, I believe they have played more than 300 balls in an inning many times, not just one time. And that is the beauty on this mindset process. If you have proper mindset, and if you keep that mindset at the same level for a longer time, which is we are trying to say, they are keeping the momentum with the same mindset. They are not changing. They are not letting it go. Because once the mindset changes, any moment, things can change.
Well, thank you, Coach. Before I go on to the next question, Leon, just for reference, I've had a message from Audley, 645. Are you hearing me, Leon?
Oh, yes, I'm hearing you. I tried to bring him in, but he was not picking up.
Yeah.
He was not picking up. So.
645 is his message.
Coach, okay, no problem.
Can momentum be improved? And how exactly is that done, if it's possible?
It is definitely strong mindset, commitment. It goes with your mental. It means you got to have the first control, which is important, that you are not losing the momentum you have right now, or you carried away or carrying on. And at top of that, can you lift that momentum another 10, 15, 30%, something like that, right? And usually this one we have seen more in a batting, let me say honestly. A lot of times we have seen in T20 and 50-over games, some of the great batsmen start slowly. They may not have that great strike rate or economy rate. But eventually, after a while, when they are on the field, they usually, we call it, they change the gear. And now the strike rate is changing or economy rate is changing. And these are the beautiful things to see, that those mindset has improved to get the better performance. And yes, anyone can change it, but you need to at least figure out what exactly is going on. You must stay with the current situation and how you can improve. That is the big thing, right? So it's not something, I call it rocket science, but there is a way to do it. And it comes with the practice. A lot of things comes out with the mindfulness.
Okay, Coach. The mechanics of action in sports are important, but are mechanics of play and momentum related?
Well, there is a simple way. We all call it in a sports, learn from the losses, learn from the mistakes, learn from the failure. It's a common practice. If you can do it, then you can definitely improve. Yes, there is not much effort from the outside which can change that standard. But the mentoring can at least help you to improve that thing. And that is like goes with the age, depends on how many failures and how many mistakes you are making. But the biggest thing is, for any player, are we learning from it? are we trying to avoid or repeat the same mistake? Eliminate that section of those same mistakes. You don't want to repeat again, and that is the key. But at the same time, what you learn out of that situation, and if you are committed to improve and do better, then things can change. And that is what it comes with, the maturity, right? And a lot of times you might have seen, in especially youth cricket, there's a lot of people think more the kids play, more they learn, right? They need the more matches. They need more practice. And that's how they learn. And that is the truth. But it's only good if you are keep learning out of it. And that is the biggest thing for it. And it's, again, related to our question, maturity matters. And the more they get older, they are becoming smarter, especially on mindset matters.
Thank you, Coach. Let me say hi to Virgil, who joined us, and just pass a message to Virgil that, you know, our good friend Trevor has not reacted by picking up when we've brought him in. So if there's something you can do, then we would certainly be happy to try again. Now, let me go back to another question for the coach. Coach, from a team or individual perspective, is there a drill that can be practiced or perfected by the individual in order to cause momentum?
Well, this is, as I said, it's directly related to the mindset. So it's the individual's control. It's individual's ability to do well. And it's nothing much can be done from outside which can impact, except those factors can cause to lose momentum, right? But there are a few triggers out there. If the player can improve themselves from the others or the from the situation, we call it motivation and inspiration, right? How the person can get inspired or motivated. If you take that particular topic, then you can easily say that the player has uplifted to his own capability and ability to raise his own performance standard. And that is, we call it, the momentum he gains or picked up. And then from there, he needs to carry on to make sure he maintains or she maintains, right?
Okay. Liam, if you're hearing me,
yes.
Is there anything to come in?
I need to come in, yes. I just want to do this, thinking about it. Can momentum trigger a captain or a team to be over ambitious, to do things that they normally do? And what effect would it have if they fail, if that particular circumstance failed?
Well, now this is the depends on the player. The most likely two factors.
Alan Stokes.
I will say the one is definitely, as a coach's standpoint, this momentum can trigger if they find the player as a coachable. It's a different word now here. The coachable player has a lot of characteristics, a lot of things are considered to label that player as a coachable. If we have the coachable player, the most likely case is he will follow coach's instruction, he will follow the plan, he will try his best what coach has asked for it or what coach has recommended for it, and they will do it. That's the one side. Number two, on the leader side, now we are going infield during the live game. It is a huge factor. We are talking this point for last, I think, 5 years since I have joined. this radio show. Before that, I will say, let's say many times I always discuss, especially on West Indies situation, so many times, especially in Jason Holder's situation when he was a young and appointed as a captain.
Yes.
But at that time, he was a short-handed in field. In terms of, there are not many senior players like India uses where on the field who can help him or he can provide the support for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can say this is the one of the best questions we got so far in evening, I will say, okay? I can tell you why. Guess what happens? You playing with, let's say, Virat Kohli or Dhoni, okay? And you are a young player, and all of a sudden you got the opportunity to play in the team, and this highly respected, your idol, we call it, and you are dreaming to play with him. And if this person asks you something or tell you something to do, believe it or not, these respected persons, these advice, instructions, or command can get long way, which can change the momentum. But at the same time, it can go other way. Let's say somebody is not that much, don't have much expertise or experience behind it, where someone can say, hey, I like to be like him, you know? And that component missing, and in that situation, whatever you say so, the person may not take it seriously, right? And that can hurt the momentum. The momentum is, as I said, you have to gain, pick up, or keeping it on a sustainable level, right? To maintain it, it takes a lot. But as far as trigger comes, it's a how the player is getting instructions or advice, recommendation, or order, or command. And that makes a huge difference to change that momentum in any game.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Coach.
Thank you, Leon.
We have Orly with us now. I don't know if he can speak because...
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our topic, Brother Audley, is momentum, and I don't know if you have any questions you want to put to the coach. Otherwise, I will continue.
About momentum?
Yeah, momentum. Think about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Coach, does the action or spectator involvement initiate momentum or keep momentum going during a match, whether it's soccer or cricket or any other sport?
It does. And the biggest example in this case, again, is a cricket-related. In older days when I was growing up, especially in India, once India win the one test or two test of the series, believe it or not, they want to carry on the momentum, which is following test need to be either won by India or draw. But we don't want to lose it. So what happens is here that they set this mindset, right? And they will assess it, the situation, day by day, session by session, hour by hour, or moment by moment to make sure they stick with it, right? Same thing, if you look at the soccer world, it does. It does. A lot of teams who are doing it, if they get succeed, they will keep continue to their fullest capacity and ability. And this year, I will say, in this category, if I have to name any team, it's a Morocco. That's the first time they got into the FIFA World Cup, and they started doing well. And they at least fight for it. They give whatever it takes or whatever they have until they're knocked out by a low margin. And this is the biggest thing or challenge for any team sport, to keep that momentum, or after you pick up that momentum, can we get the next level so we can have the better outcome? It's a huge challenge.
Thank you, Coach. Brother Audley, did you come to any decision? Do you have a question for Coach?
No, I don't have. The thing about momentum is, as we know, is like somebody, you know, was going like haywire, or somebody is behind it, the team is behind, and then somebody will just come and, you know, pick up the momentum, stuff like that, all right? But my question would be, it depends on whether the person is batting the title, you know, if a message was sent out to him, what caused the momentum, to shift? Is it just because the person has an insight, look at the scoreboard, or maybe, you know, a message was sent and say, look, you need to pick up the momentum and things like that? I don't know if it's that context you're dealing with since I just came in.
So that is correct. As soon as you see the situation, the mindset changes and so does momentum changes. If you want to have a good example, simple one is, let's say you want to start running from tomorrow, 2 mile run, okay? Now, you need to have commitment. I can run. And then when you wake up tomorrow, you need to have commitment. I will run. You may not be able to finish 2 miles. That's okay. But you're coming back. You learned something today. You're tired. You might be thirsty and forget the water. What are you going to do next day? You are coming back. Now this time, again, you want to try. Don't want to give up. Means you are going to grab that momentum to run 2 miles. Now this time, you are well prepared. Drink enough water. Carrying a water bottle. You might change the time to run. Instead of running in the hot sun, especially in Florida, you decide to go early morning. Guess what? Things will change. Once you pick up, once you run, once you achieve that goal of 2 mile run, it doesn't matter what time it takes, but then you need to come back next day to keep that momentum. Are you able to complete another 2 mile? Right? And then you carry on for a while because now it becomes the routine. Means you maintain that momentum. You sustain. You're trying to keep continue on consistent basis for 2 miles. Shifting the momentum to next level means now you are looking at, well, I'm running 2 miles for 15 days. Why don't I try 2.5 now? So that is the point we are looking at to see if we can increase our performance by changing the momentum, which is directly coming from the mindset, right? So these are the things like why we lose the momentum and why we pick up or maintain momentum is definitely mental.
Okay, thanks for that answer, Coach. Thank you, Audley, for the question. Coach, the actions of match officials are very important, but does match officials influence or affect momentum of a match?
Well, there is always the funny part when a decision go wrong way or other way or in a controversial situation, then the momentum does break down because it does affect it by the mindset process, right? And because of that, a lot of players get disappointed, which does changes their mood, so does the mindset, and so does the momentum. But at the same time, there are decisions. When umpire makes it and changes, the player who was a victim of this appeal, let's say, if he's a batter, and if there's LBW appeal, and all of a sudden it's a turn down after the review or something, and then definitely this batter's momentum will change. Believe it or not, they will try to do better actually. And usually you are looking at positive performance, improved performance. So whatever here, if you are happy with them for the season, momentum can change positive direction. If you are unhappy with them for the season, we are all human beings. You have reason to get upset. anger, frustration. There's a plenty of things can happen, and that can change the momentum in a negative direction.
Thank you, Coach. Coach, does money or other prize reward influence momentum individually or on a team basis?
If you talk T20, yes. Money is everything right now, and that can change. Well, what happens, like, I can tell you, this is another simple example. If you see a little grandkid or kid, and if you want to get it done, you are giving them something. Even you're ready to give a candy, I think this kid is ready to go. If you try the same thing without offering candy, what happens? So this is like a simple example. If you have a player who is unhappy camper because he's not making enough, it's a human nature. He is not there with the 100% heart. And if somebody is getting bonus or the higher money, guess what? They will go extra mile because their mood is changing now to do something in return of that money.
Can momentum be coached? Can you take a player in the field and coach them to get momentum?
It is. But there is not something you can explain or you can show them or you can tell them to read or watch. It's always in a practical way. Means you have to create an environment, which is we normally call a game sense training, game sense scenario-based training, which we are expected to face or see during the live game. And if you create that environment, and if you put the players in those challenges or in situation, now this is the practical part, means they are practicing how to deal with that challenge and take the momentum from there. And if you do repeatedly, then you are getting trained that way. But it's all about practical approach, the physical involvement, rather than you take any other communication route to teach them.
All right. Well, as we're about to wrap up, I'll see if I can pick your brain here on this one. Focusing on the upcoming 2023 ODI World Cup, can you name one or two national teams with momentum at this time?
This World Cup, watch out for the team Australia, I will say. Number two team I rank is definitely Pakistan. And then the third one should be India. But at the same time, we have to be extra careful on England. Sri Lanka can be dangerous. Right, so those are the sides can change, depends on how they get the momentum. I do not consider much about South Africa because they always lose steam in their engine. We have seen plenty of time in 30 years. They go all the way and lose the momentum and take the exit before the playoff or during the playoff.
Yeah, we know that.
Choker's corner.
and there's an on and off momentum. West Indies is not participating this World Cup, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
one thing.
Well, does Virgil have a question he wants to put to Coach on this discussion about momentum?
No. I don't question. I'm just listening and learning some stuff. So I'm not questioning.
All right. So this final googly from me to you, Coach. What effect, if any, does playing conditions such as the weather have on momentum of a team or of an individual player?
Yeah, you deliver the good googly, but I'm prepared for it because I play more spinners in India when I was growing up, okay? It is a good thing. Doesn't matter what momentum you have, but as I said, it's directly connected with the mindset, and mindset has a two things very important are called a mood and the emotion. The mood is the biggest factor. As soon as you see cloudy weather, rainy, cold, your body physically changes, not because of the weather, but the weather has infected your mood, and mood will take care of the mindset, and mindset will pull into the momentum, right? And because of that, we have seen it. After the delay or rain stoppage, we have seen many times that it's hard to grip the ball and deliver the way you want. And at the same time, we have seen other way around. It's hard to hit boundaries, and the people are losing wickets because they're not able to score. So it can go either way, but it's definitely the pitch itself, which is the platform we are getting the ball from, and in a condition where we are playing, both can change momentum, depends on how the mood and emotions are involved because of that weather.
Finally, Coach, you hit that one out of the park. I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Coach, for your insights, your knowledge, and experience. We invite you to join us again next week at the same time right here on the Cricket Show. There is no doubt that Coach Patel have answers to the questions you have been asking. The question that says, how did he do that, or why did he do that? Maybe you will say, I am going to do that next time. Thank you once again, Coach, and we look forward to your next session with us a week from today when we'll have another session of the Coach's Corner. Thank you, Coach. Back to you, Leon.
Thank you very much, Coach.
I may not return today because I'm heading for my birthday festivities
with
the family.
Yes, birthday, man.
All right, okay. Enjoy. Be careful.
Middle of the
be
week,
careful.
And family has decided to grab this Sunday.
All right. Be careful. Drive carefully.
Mr. Patel, before you go.
I want you to tell the panelists that he was at the beautiful city of Lauder Hill with the most famous helmet in the world, 007 helmet.
Yes, sir. Believe it or not, me and Leon tried to catch you again, but by the time you left, and now I can tell you I have that priceless picture with me, and we will definitely put on website for our. Because you had that helmet, one of the unique in the entire stadium.
Yes.
On the second day, I have visited each and every corner of stadium, and I haven't seen that fan who can display, I will say, their love to the game and spirit of that country as a patriot, I will say, where you put the Antigua flag as well as USA flag. That's a unique. Hard to believe it. But you are the number one fan for the game, and 100%, I was lucky enough to have you on radio as well as having a picture with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was.
When
you guys came back, I was walking around, and I guess when a lot of people see it, everybody want to take a picture with it, man. So that was really nice, though.
Mm-hmm. But I was saying that you were covered in the sea of blue. So we couldn't see you, but because you chose to go in the heart of the blue,
for all our panelists in the future, when any game is going on in Fort Lauderdale, we better step in.
Lauderdale.
But what I'm trying to say is join hands. We were able to do a radio show live. We did cover ball by ball, but beyond ball by ball, we continue discussing more of a topics which can improve the game or help the players, coaches, and general fans in terms of educating about cricket itself. And more the people wants to come on board, we are always welcome, and we will definitely going as a team. There is not much, I will say, usually we can do, but it's a good opportunity to be in the game. And while you cover, I think you are more focused and concentrated in game rather than enjoying with the fans, because I will yes. say about 70% of the fans were enjoying the game beyond the activities.
Yes.
How about that? They had music on,
yes.
drinks on. It's a different world, right?
Yeah.
But
hold on for me, Virgil,
okay.
because I just want
yeah.
to say how what a great privilege and honor it was for me to join with Jatin at the park. It was a joy, a pleasure, an experience. He took me into some corners that I normally would not have been, and the reception was such a outpouring of love and appreciation for what we have done. And I hope that we can get a bunch of us come back if they approve. Yes,
okay.
yes, indeed. Thank
let
you,
just,
thank you, thank you, Jatin.
Go ahead. I'm
let me just
go
say
ahead.
Something. Let me say something. What I'm disappointed is, I'm home today watching cricket, and I start to recognize the stadium. I'm saying, if some other state have a stadium like that, cricket playing right here. I think the Masters,
mm-hmm.
and I'm here, and I did not know. I had to drive go over there to make sure what I was seeing was true. And when I went there, there was game actually playing there. And they said they were playing game there from since yesterday, and it's going to until next week. And I did not know game was playing at the stadium.
But this time, Virgil, it was being advertised on WAVS. I heard it personally.
Yes,
it was being advertised
on
WAVS radio.
Yeah, that is true. But the thing about it, I haven't listened to the radio station money in about 20 years, tell the truth.
Oh my God.
I mean, they have to do things differently.
It's a Caribbean
inside
station. It's a Caribbean
yeah.
station. So even if you don't listen continually, you know, you turn
there.
Well, I don't listen to it all the time.
There was nobody inside there.
Like in the mornings for sports, I turn to listen, and then I go back to my gospel station.
But even though there was nobody inside there watching, when I went there, there was nobody inside there watching, just a handful of people, which was kind of disappointing.
They were selling tickets. They were selling tickets, Virgil. They're giving where you can get the tickets.
You're not listening to me, you know.
You have to buy tickets.
Understand.
And when you say you have to buy tickets, a lot of people don't want anyone to start from home.
But it was free. It was free.
Uh-huh. Well,
yes.
But on the advertisement, when they're advertising, they say they were giving a site where we could get where you could get your tickets. I watched much of the games. You know, in the days I was at work, but when I come home, if I get home early, then I would watch live because you can get it on Facebook. You go on Facebook and search, and
but
you get to watch it live.
If I know, I would be there yesterday and today because I'm just home getting bed too, lying down in my bed just relaxing, and I could be over there. But I went. And I said the last half, which I, you know, but I was shocked. So tomorrow, I don't know what time they will finish, but once they come down from work and they're still going on, I'm going heading over there.
Yeah, I think they play at least 3 matches per day. It could be more, but I know at least 3.
Yes.
Okay.
But
anyway, guys, I'm taking off.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy the pre-birthday party celebration.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Jason. Audley, it's about time for you now. You want to come in with the inside edge because first, and then we go into...
All right. I just want to say good evening first, the official welcome, you know, say good evening to all the friends and that are listening to Blog Talk Radio, my neck of the woods today. Very, very good. It's, I mean, like 85 degrees. It started in the morning in the low 60s, but it turned out to be a beautiful, beautiful day. So for all the people around the world, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And you're just in time to listen to the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. But just before I do, I'm going to give you an inside edge on the things. Okay, so of bowlers who have made the debut, you know, making a debut as a bowler, you wonder sometimes how much wickets, you know, they have taken consecutively in each inning. And you wonder, you know, because sometimes they go through a drought, something like this. But the record for a bowler that has taken the most wicket after his debut. Right on debut, continue every innings to take at least one wicket. The champion for that one is Shane Bond out of New Zealand. On his debut, he got some wickets, and for 32 consecutive innings, he has taken at least wicket, one or more, but he has taken at least one. So for a debutant, he is the winner. And from a West Indian point of view, for the West Indies, Sir Andy Roberts, yes, he has taken at least one wicket in 23 consecutive innings after his debut. As a debutant, 23 innings he has taken at least one. But if you're going to talk about a person in the middle of the inning in the career, the winner, it would be Masiah Muralitharan. He took 52 consecutive test innings, he has taken at least one wicket. Of course, you know, he's not just taking one, he's a whole lot. So for 52 consecutive test innings, he has taken at least one wicket. He is the champion in that. Basing Singh Berry out of India would be second with 42, and Waqar Yunis third with 41. But the debutant, Shane Bond, and second is Sir Andy Roberts.
All right.
The inside edge for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Audley. Go right ahead now.
Okay.
Let me pump up the music. You like to hear the music pump up?
Oh, yeah. You know I love to hear the... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Pump
in the background,
up.
Mr. Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, yes. Welcome to the Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour. It's a time of the evening when we take a look into the cricket and fraternity. Happy birthday, we say happy anniversary. And the time when you can also call in, it's 515-605-9850. 515-605-9850. And as we go along, you know, an occasional footnote. All right, so today, of course, is the 20th of August. And this week we have Mr. Patel's birthday coming up, a member of the panel here, very integral part of the show. And he, for those who are listening, you know, he just went off to have a pre-birthday celebration. All right. So start with some birthdays here outside of cricket. The Don, Mr. Don King. Yes, former boxing promoter and everything, boxing. Don King is 92 years old today, imagine. 92 years old today, Don King. And for over there in UK, O'Mell. Yes. Cardinal and Leon always talking about O'Mell. Yes, O'Mell, happy birthday to you. She's celebrating a birthday today, O'Mell. And for a little some other celebrities like Benjamin Harrison, the 23rd president of the United States. He was born back in 1833. And America's weatherman, Al Roker. He is 69 years old today. Al Roker, 69. Rajiv Gandhi, former prime minister of India, who was born back in 1944. He was assassinated in 1991. Isaac Hayes, remember, he was called the Black Moses. Black Moses. He came out with an album, and one song on it, I Stand Accused, was 11 minutes and 42 seconds long. So the Black Moses, he was born 1942. He died 2008. We remember Jim Reeves, for I don't feel at home
in this world anymore.
Yes, Jim Reeves, I grew up listening to that guy, man. He was born in 1923, and he died, unfortunately, in an aeroplane crash, pretty young, at age 41. Andrew Garfield, the amazing Superman. From the movie The Amazing Superman, he's 40 years old today. And Amy Adams from Julie and Julia is 49 years old. All right, let's do all things cricket. Fanny Blades, female cricketer out of Australia, along with Renée Saville. Jack Wilson, Rex Seller, Tina McPherson, another female, and Rob Quinley, all from Australia. From Bangladesh, Mohammed Sibar Rahman. From England, John Embery, Andrew Greenwood, Jimmy Osmond, Natalie Schreiber, and John Brown. Bernard Tancredi from South Africa, the first cricketer to carry his bat through an entire innings. He was an opener then. And South Africa was bowled out for 47 by England, but he carried his bat for 26 not out. And we have Alat McKinney, also from South Africa. From the West Indies, Alvin Greenidge out of Barbados, and also another Beji, David Archer, umpire from Barbados, as I said before. Rona McKinley and Abby Roberts from New Zealand. Barney Rogers from Zimbabwe. Seema Desai from India for the 21st, that is tomorrow. We have Marcelo Mason, and Virgil know about that one, celebrating birthday. And tomorrow, the big man himself, Mr. Usain Bolt, believe it or not, Usain Bolt, yes, tomorrow he turns 37 years old. Usain Lightning Bolt. We need Bolt now at this championship, man. World championship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so we have Stan Worthington, Errol Holmes, Ken Taylor, Betty Archdale, and Doug Wright, all from England. Keith Sample from Guyana, and I said Bolt already from Jamaica. VB Venkataragavan, but it's not the prolific one. That's another one. He plays seven T20s. Prasad Deas from Sri Lanka, Simon Curtis from Australia, Peter Boren from the Netherlands, and Solomon Mayer from Zimbabwe. For the 22nd, we have Beanie Man, DJ Beanie Man from out of Jamaica, the one with the Bima, you know, yeah.
Okay.
And we have basketball cricket, Peter Taylor and Woodford from Australia. Harry Makepeace from England. Kenneth Richard out of Rollington Town, Jamaica, played two test matches for the West Indies. And we have Anderson Phillips from Trinidad and Tobago as well. Rebecca Rolls from New Zealand. And we have Austin Cardington from Canada and Benjamin White from Ireland. For the 23rd, we have Mr. Patel, who just left us to celebrate his birthday. Happy birthday to Mr. Patel when it comes. We have the birthday of Kobe Bryant, late Kobe Bryant, who left us tragically with his daughter and a few more people in a helicopter crash. And also Cydella Marley, that woman, that the daughter of Bob Marley, credited with much, a whole lot of credit for her helping out the reggae girls. I remember when they, you know, things weren't going well for them, and she took them under her wings, and she do all kind of stuff, and she's been honored, you know, with the reggae girls in soccer. Made the second round, first Caribbean team to do so. Okay, so back to cricket. Sid Buller, remember that umpire from England? Yes. We have Richard Ellingworth, Mark Butcher, Cecil, Sam Cook, and Patrick Brown. From New Zealand, Kerr Wemsley, Richard Petrie, George Worker, and Seth Run. From South Africa, Debbie Hughes and Debbie Carr. From the West Indies and coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, Brittany Cooper. The Netherlands, Scott Edwards. And for the 24th, we have the first floodlight that was played, first cricket match was played on a floodlight in England. And it was Essex versus the West Indies, with over 11,000 people attending. Graham Gooch scoring 111. I don't have the exact score, but Essex won on a faster run rate after the match was affected by rain. Now, in those days, there were no Duckworth Lewis. So it's like matching the overs. At 25 overs, you know, what was your score? And then you don't compare like that, you know. So even if you're going to have a momentum in, it doesn't really matter. They just over to over. So they won on a faster run rate because the rain was affected by, the match was affected by rain, sorry. So Australia, Tom Kendall and Wendy Plitt, Adrian Cutler and Ronnie Grieveson from South Africa. From Hong Kong, we have Jamie Atkinson, Stefan Kelly from Bermuda, Poonam Yadav, and Dipreet Sharma, two female cricketers out of India. For the 25th, we have Ken Shuttle from England, along with Jim Smith and Arthur Wood. Secunderabad from Pakistan, Shahid Hamboom, and Javed Qadir. We have Sanjeeva Sharma and Vikek Razdan from India. Anita Berger from South Africa, and we also have Juan Berger from Namibia, and Dulip Mendes from Sri Lanka, and Najal Shanto from Bangladesh. Finally, for the 26th, that's this January, we have the death of Sir Clyde Walcott, 2006. He died 2006. We have the birthday of the bearded one, James Harden. He was born back in 1985. And, of course, a big birthday for Mr. Leroy Lashley. Mr.
Yes.
Francis will know big about that
yes.
one. Mr. Leroy Lashley, yes?
26.
Will be the 26th of August, this Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday. So happy birthday to all the birthday celebrants. And so back to cricket, Joe Solomon, from Guyana, and Tino Best from Barbados. They'll be celebrating on the 26th. Joe Solomon, I think, left us recently. Or is he still alive? No, Basil Butcher left us. I think Solomon is still alive.
Basil. I'm not too sure.
Okay. I'll check that out. Okay, for England, we have Arnold Fothergill, David Bice, John Lewis, Lane Bossum, Rory Burns, and Moody Villas. From Australia, Bill Hunt and Lisa Knightley. South Africa, Eric Davis, and Brad Schultz. And that's all I have here for you, Leon.
Thank you so much, Audrey. You know, okay. we get a lot of applause for the work that you have done, Audrey, compile these information. They come so useful to people, and you know we are grateful for you doing this every week. I know it takes a lot of time, it's time consuming to go through these records, so we are grateful for it.
I'll say thanks and pass it on for the entire team. The entire team is working hard to put everything together. Thank you.
Amen. Because you know many, I have so many families I don't remember when their birthdays come at all, and you would have them there and remind me. But thank you so much. Virgil, you have a birthday that you celebrated at the park last week. Can you tell us about it?
A birthday?
Oddly called up one day that I didn't hear the name that he called.
For me. That I should have known, but I can't remember that one.
Masala Mason. You don't know that one? I have it here and say Virgil. That means... All right, so just a happy birthday, Virgil. It will come back.
Happy birthday to Mr. Mason. Somebody I know, but I just like I remember right now.
Yeah.
But which one of the birthday are you talking about? The win that we had?
Yes, the big win, man. That's your birthday gift.
Yeah, you know something, like I said, cricket played with the bat and the ball and your brain. And the first time I see West Indies team bat, play the cricket with the bat, the ball and the brain, I can tell you the truth. I mean, the Saturday they play with the bat and the ball and the rest before, but the Sunday they really put them, they use, really use their brain, which is really good. And I hope they continue to do that. Because
yes.
I heard... When I was saying, I think Brandon King was close to us here. I don't know if you hear me. I was saying, man, win this one for the fans, the people of the Caribbean. But I don't know if you hear me. But then when I heard the captain said, he was talking about the when they talk, and I said, I have to win games for the fans of the Caribbean. That they speak more than anything else. So for the captain, Radman Powell, man, I can say that's the best thing ever come out of West Indies mouth for a long time. And I'm really proud of you to say that. And I just hope you keep on doing, and the guys didn't keep on doing, win games for the West Indies people, not just like themselves. Because most of the time the guys play, it's just all about them, not for the people of the Caribbean. But that was real nice to see how they play the game.
You know, Virgil, I had the pleasure of meeting Brandon King. And he came across to me so humble and, you know, unassuming, you know, just casual. And he spoke to everybody gentle like a little child.
He just feels cool and he just feels calm and very respectful. That's what I mean. I'm happy for him.
Leon, I didn't realize
I really
want
him to keep on playing.
He's tall, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's taller than me by far, and I'm
5'11".
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, when I saw him standing beside you, and I said, wow, I didn't realize he was that tall.
Yeah. But anyway.
But I'm happy for him, though, because he played hard for his team.
Yeah, I'm happy for him, man. So.
Yeah.
How about you, Dennis? You have some birthdays that you didn't announce. Sometimes you forgot last week because it was cricket.
What are we? What date are we? I can't remember a Tom Audley. If you have anything in the book for me,
no, I don't have anything.
Into trouble.
No, I don't have anything here for you.
Allow me to say this, Dennis. When one asks the guys and girls on with us to just keep a prayer for Dennis because the hurricane is hovering around his area.
What?
So,
Well, I can tell you that they are having severe flooding in Palm Springs, which is about 50 miles from where I am. In my location currently, I'm having little drizzles, but I'm not directly affected in that sense. But it's drizzling and it's overcast. And about maybe 160 miles further north of me, we just had a 5.1 earthquake.
Wow.
That's another one.
So
with the hurricane? That's
cool.
That's a double one.
The last tropical storm that hit California was 84 years ago. So clearly something's happening to the weather pattern, but that's it. At any rate, that's the very latest that I have on that can share with you all, that I'm very happy that so far we're in good condition.
We definitely keep you in our prayers and thoughts, Dennis, because I remember Hurricane Andrew, folks were not taking it serious, and when the first storm hit, and I had two young men in my house, they were trembling like a tree, like a leaf. When my house started to shake, my concrete building shook, literally shook. I thought it was going to collapse. But anyway.
It happened that I was in Florida at the time, Leon. I was in Connecticut. I went down. My family came up, and we checked in a hotel down by the ocean, and we had to evacuate to some other place inside. And the morning we got out, and you know, we were able to drive around, and you know, we look at some of the damages and stuff like that. So I was right in the middle of Andrew.
You right in the middle of me too.
Mm-hmm.
Hyacinth,
right,
how about you? Family?
I
was
in
Hyacinth. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Hyacinth, the hurricane hit London, England. The Spain just ran over England. Hyacinth? I hope she's not asleep.
We need to get you some coffee, Hyacinth.
Coffee, Hyacinth, okay. Virgil Lewis.
No tea. You need to get some coffee.
No, okay.
Donna's there, Leon, I think.
Okay, Donna, come on in, Donna. Where she is.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey,
yeah,
Donna.
Welcome.
I'm good.
Any birthdays for you tonight? Mm-hmm.
I think I don't have any this week.
Okay.
No.
And how about? Okay. No. When is CPL coming, Saint Kitts? Can you tell us? Is it supposed to be this week, weekend, or next week?
I think it's this week, Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay.
I hope
the weather holds up. So. I really don't have anything, but I just want to ask for prayers for the show.
Miss Ann Lashley to talk to Ann Lashley.
Yeah, Ann Lashley, yes. She had a birthday last Saturday. It was hectic for me to get back and forth, but I did go. Couldn't spend a long time because it was a good way away from the park, and I just put my presence in, and she was happy. We met one of her cousins, and he was one of the cameramen, and JTN, I was going to ask him about that. JTN made acquaintance with him, and the guy is so knowledgeable about the camera work. I didn't know so much is involved in the work that he does. But we're so grateful that we were able to mingle with these guys. So happy birthday, Anne. You have been my friends, you and your husband, have been my friend since 1985. I remember where we met. We met on US 1 and 170th Street, Southwest 170th Street. And we have become friends and remain friends from since then. Thank you so much to be my friends. We saw her his house split in two by Andrew. When I go and visit his house, that roof caved in. Like it was a little gutter that water could run through the center of the house, believe you me. But we all came back, and my house was destroyed twice.
We learned a lot from that, Leon. We learned
yes,
a lot
indeed,
from that.
Indeed.
The building code has changed drastically in Florida. So, you know, the houses are not making like matches boxes again. You know, I remember looking on the television, you see the down Cutler Ridge and Homestead. those plates look like a tractor trailer just run over some matches boxes. Wow, it was terrible.
But yes,
the
and we just want to
make building much better.
Okay, and that's about all that I have no birthdays except for Ann Lashley and that I can
so
recall.
Have a song you have a song you want to play
for
the
I'm
going to
put up one for you. Yeah, go. You don't have any? Go ahead.
No, I don't have any for this because looking at my,
okay.
my stuff here, I don't want to put it
free. Yeah,
I only have Jayton and
my... Yeah, I'm just
my,
trying
my,
to
my
get time. Something together.
All right. So, yep, it's a cricket show. I just want to let you know that we're here on Sunday. Okay, Liam is ready.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Great, thank you. And thank you, Audley, and all who have made presentation.
Okay.
Folks, shall we just go right into the CPL?
Oh, hold on,
yes,
hold on. Let me fix. Let me get out of here. Oh, go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, go ahead, Audley. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so...
Dennis wanted to say something before?
No,
yeah.
When Audley's finished.
Oh, okay, so... just want to remind you that we'll be here. We're usually here on Sundays from 6 to 9 in the evening in Eastern Standard Time. And if you just to remind you also that you can listen to the Blog Talk Radio program, the Andrew Mason program on Tuesday evening. Mr. Francis will be there.
Oh, yes. No, we don't care no more.
Okay. All right, so you can
we
go back
to.
In the archives anyhow. Yeah, we can go back in the archives. We can still get some of those programs. All right, so you're going to join us next week, Sunday, God willing, when we're going to do it all over again. The Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour, just about 7 o'clock in the p.m. That's the earlier.
Thank you so much. Thanks to everyone. So shall we go into the CPL?
Virgil, are you? Go ahead. Dennis, you had something to say before I did that, right? Go right ahead.
Yeah, I know you were asking about where the matches were being played, and I just wanted to just give you the update. We've just completed St. Lucia, and the next
Saint
one
Lucia
will be, the next one will be in Barbados from August the 30th, and following Barbados, the next match will be in Trinidad and Tobago, September the 5th. The next series, that is a player series of six matches in each country, and then the final set of matches will be played in Guyana starting September the 23rd. And, of course, you can catch these games on, they say, Willow and BT Sports. For Virgil, Liam, Virgil is asking about the T10. The T10 has three matches that is being played at 6:30, the first game, 8:45 is the second game, 11 o'clock is the third game, and that will go through August the 27th when the final is played. So from this date forward until August
the 27th. You're giving your time, Dennis. You're giving your time.
No, I'm giving the time that's published, not my time. That's the published time, which is...
Published time? Is it GMT or...?
No, Lauderhill. Lauderhill.
Local time? 8:30, and they don't play 8:30. That sounds a bit early.
I think it's 6:30.
It's 6:30.
That's what it says, 6:30, and I assume there'll be...
6:30 a.m.?
Yes. You're
talking about PM?
No. They said AM because it's in the day.
Could be PM. Yes, could be PM. My apologies. Could be 6:30 PM, 8:45 PM, and 11 PM.
No, that's it. I don't think that is. There's some difference because of your 3 hours on in the West. So I would have to see that.
Eastern Standard Time? Or is it...
I'm sure...
Did you say Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, I'm convinced because that's the time it says 6:30 a.m. local. Oh, 1:30 p.m. GMT, 9:30 local.
9:30, that sounds more like it.
That's
9:30. So that will be 9:30 local, 11:45 a.m. local, and 12 midday local time.
That's more like it.
Okay.
And Virgil, you confirm that is free entrance fee is free?
Well, I can't confirm it, but I went there this afternoon. I just walked right in. I mean, I don't think they paid. I don't know, but I just walked right in. But I don't know anything about the thing about it. What happened if you don't have a seat? Where can you buy a ticket from? You know, so. If you go there and can, but it was, I mean, nobody was really there. There was a handful of people was there, and there was
no publicity.
It's up. No.
What about the parking?
The
you have to pay for the parking,
said,
though.
No, normally when you go in the park, you normally pay $1.50 a person to go inside the park.
Yeah, not for the cricket, but that's what the park charged, $1.50.
Yeah,
for
but
the...
even today, that was today. They don't charge you no ridiculous. They don't charge you nothing for no parking like where the India game was there.
That's a different kettle of fish.
But I mean, they said nobody was there. I mean. I know they said they advertised it on the radio because, as I tell you guys, I was shocked because I'm home here watching cricket and I'm just like, I'm seeing things that familiar and I'm just asking myself that question. I call, Mr. Francis, I call you about 11 o'clock or whatever time I call Ivor, I couldn't get nobody. And I said, I said, let me drive over there and see if Graham really going out. And when I go over there, I was shocked. I mean... When I asked the guy at the gate if something going on inside, he said, yeah, cricket is going on. I said, I can't believe I'm living right there and don't even know.
Virgil, you didn't call me. Hey, Virgil.
Huh? Well, yeah. I did. What happened? Either
I'd reach over there quicker than the phone calls would have reached you in California, because the storm would have blown it back to me.
But something interesting has been introduced into the CPL this year. It's the red card that has been introduced. Anybody knows how it works?
Yes, I can tell you that.
18 over, right? Go ahead.
Give me one shade while I...
Yeah, I have my thing here too. Virgil,
yeah.
You know how the red card
yes.
works? Do you agree with it?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah,
I have no idea how it works.
This is what it says.
Okay. I got the thing with me.
Yeah.
There is slow over rate penalties, and then there is penalty for waste of time for the batting side.
Okay.
If there is a stipulated time that the over should be bowled, if behind the required over rate at the start of the 18th over, one additional player must enter the fielding circle,
the 14,
a total
yeah.
of five players inside the circle. So
hi. Okay, Donna. No.
Yeah. You're on Donna.
That's why I said if I could come today.
All right, put Dan on. You can put Dan on mute from your ear.
Yes.
Where you are.
Okay, not Dan. Dennis, you have her there? Put on mute
yes,
for me.
Yes, muted, yes. Yes, she's
okay.
muted now.
Okay, good, thank you. So what I was saying, if behind the required over rate, at the end, the start of the 18th over, one additional player must enter the fielding circle for a total of five players inside the circle. And that stipulated time is, what is it down here, is 85. Okay, let's go on. The second point, dot point, if behind the rate at the start of the 19th over, two additional fielders must enter the fielding circle for a total of six inside the circle.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. If behind the rate at the start of the final over, team will lose one player from the field selected by the captain and have six inside the fielding circle. So I interpret that to mean that a player will be taken from the field of play.
Off the field. Exactly. That's exactly how I saw it last week.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
you know, but I could not go to the article because I was saying maybe they're not going to remove the field off the field. But then, just as you read there, that means one will be taken off, so one side will have the fielding side will be left with 10 players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There will also be an onus on batting teams to keep the game moving.
Right.
After the first and final warning from the umpire, the batting team will be slapped with five runs penalty for each instance of time wasting. Using 85 minutes per innings rule for the T20 cricket, a CPL statement said the issue will be monitored more closely. In the 2020 edition of the tournament, the 17th over of the innings must be completed by 72 minutes and 15 seconds. The 18th by 76 minutes and 76 minutes and 30 seconds. And the 19th, 80 minutes and 45 seconds before the last over ends within 18. 85 minutes.
85.
Yeah. Overs will be monitored by the third umpire. Just a moment. Overs will be monitored by the third umpire and communicated to the captains via field umpire at the end of each over, as well as to the crowd and TV audience, with graphic showing how far they are behind or ahead of the over rate, the statement said. So it's a little complicated, but I guess that they will get accustomed to it.
I think so.
It's a little complicated, but
sometimes a ball would be hit out of the ground, and it takes a little time to get back in. So I think all those, they'll compensate for that, you know, because that's something you can't charge the captain for, or the field team.
They
make provision for those.
They said that they do make compensation for for those type of things.
There are incidents like you got injury. But I noticed the other night that they were talking about, I think they were talking about the wet ball. Because you have to have time, it should have been allowed for, you know, drying off the wet
ball
when you come.
That's true.
In a time when it's damp.
Yeah,
all
the dew. Yeah.
And the dew. But nobody seems to be complaining.
Not yet. Well, we played too many matches, Liam.
Any? Do you have the standings so far, Dennis?
Yes.
Could you give us, please?
Table, right now, St. Lucia Kings, after three matches, win one, lose one, no results won, 3 points. Jamaica Tullowas, two matches played, win one, no results won. They also have 3 points. That's the maximum points there. Barbados Royal played two. They have not won any games. They lose one, and they had no results, and that's 1 point. And so does Guyana, Trinidad, and St. Kitts all played one matches and no results. So really the only two teams that have really played is St. Lucia Kings and the Tullowas and Barbados Royal. Otherwise, all the others, their matches have been kind of washed out.
Okay. Yeah. I think we have Ivor is on, so let me bring him in. Ivor, you on? Any contribution for that from your technical point of view?
Good evening. I came in the last part of it. I guess you're discussing the CPL playing conditions.
The red card that is being introduced.
Yeah, but that's for the CPL, though, right?
Yeah, CPL, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Last week, I thought you were speaking about the ongoing match when I did mention that they're not taking any player off the field. But with the CPL here, they have that stupid rule. I'm going to say it on the show. Where captain can pick your best fielder to take off the field.
Wait.
So if I can...
The opposing captain can do that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Nonsense. Yeah. They do everything in cricket. You say nobody complaining? No, even the broadcasters are complaining. They're behind the scenes complaining. Because just like Audrey said, they're going to be things going to happen with the document, yes. If a player is injured, the ball, you know, went off the field, a week is down, the guy upstairs, the umpire, who's checking those things, they allocate for those minutes. What I'm saying... You don't have all these playing conditions in soccer, in golf, in tennis, in nothing. Why are they making cricket so complicated so that nobody can understand it? Every day is something new they're bringing in for people to bet and gamble and try to suspend cricketers. That's all they're doing. Making it where they can bring up somebody and some kind of charge. You willfully take off the game, buddy. You sell out the game, match fixing, something. Leave the game as is. And that's why they have substitutes. Everything before to make player is injured, you get somebody to feed for that player. Now they're taking off players. You're not going to see that in this tournament. You just stay with me. But I guarantee you're not going to see that. Because you're going to make cricket look ugly. they want to play six aside or double wicket, they just throw you their batting or whatever, do that. But you're messing with a game, it's black and white.
A cricket game
is played between two sides with 11 cricketers playing against each other. One of whom shall be named captain on either side. It's written there. Why are they making it complicated with some stupid playing conditions?
Yeah, Ivor, I take your point, Ivor, but the player who goes off the field, this will only happen in the final over of the match, and it's
not
just
it.
A matter of
the
one.
18th, it starts from the 18th over.
18th over.
No,
from
that's
the
17th not
over. No, the 19th is when the player would go off.
We go off,
yeah,
the 19th.
Bring them into the 30-yard.
Just
mm-hmm. The 30-yard.
But if you time up to the 17th over early, before... Why are you giving batsmen and I'm going to use all these signals? Put an asterisk by these players because you're going to have, if you're slow in the 18th, you bring in one, so five in there. In the 19th, you got six men inside. Not only
inside the circle.
Yes,
so
there's nobody outside.
So I can make 72 runs because I can make 36 from the 19th over and another 36 from the 20th over, because only three men were out there.
6-2, 8-3, 11, yes.
But still, Bobby, some stupid playing conditions. I'm not afraid to say it right here. But now, on the international scene, when a guy going to slam those kind of runs in the party hour, 17, 18, 19,
Ivor, this is not going to be used by ICC. This is for the domestic tournament.
That's what
isn't
I just
it?
Said.
So other people are going to pick it up too.
No, not necessarily, though, Ivor, hardly. Because look at the Big Bash. Big Bash have implemented other rules too, and the ICC haven't picked them up.
Right,
exactly.
That's true.
These local domestic things are doing these kind of things here to get in trouble to investigate them. Because I'm going to tell you, I didn't know. And you know what happened here? The captains and the coaches are the ones who are agreeing to these. Half the cricketers, them don't even know the rules. They don't know.
Actually, there are some things they're doing in Big Bash that I wish they would implement in the CPL. Like the power play, when the first is over, awarding points for the power play. When that one set, the next one surpassed, then they get a point. You know, it's actually incentive to raise, hurry up the game. You know,
play
some more Buccaneer, you know. Go book an hearing.
I wish they could. I don't know. I wish they had the means to schedule these games in different location, because in the south, really, a lot of rain falls around this period. But anyway, you can't get away in the hurricane season. You just say in Guyana, it will be the best time to play.
Right.
At this time, but for financial reasons, I believe that might not be practical. Simon, are you with us? Say hello to the folks.
And a very good evening to you, Mr. President.
The last game today washed out.
I don't know if the one for 7 o'clock has washed out. Somebody can bring us up today?
It is. No, it is, because I ain't seen nothing. So that's why I'm asking.
Yes.
The 7 o'clock game. I know the morning was washed out.
Okay,
it's
7 o'clock one gone too, because there's nothing coming up on it.
It's washed out today. It's been
okay.
Well, it says much delayed by a wet outfield. Very likely that two have been, it's been wet since all morning. So I think that one is probably a washout.
They have until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock or like 9:45 before they call off the last game. So
yes, okay. Okay,
but
talking about calling off the last game, I'm thinking Dennis was querying the fact that he has some concerns about a five-over match per side. Dennis, can you share with
that
panel?
That was 10 o'clock when the game almost fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but you see, yesterday's match between the Warriors and the Kings, I think it was,
yeah,
where they reduced, because of the time constraint, they had reduced the match from the traditional, what, 20 overs down to 5 overs per side. And I was saying that, you know, this is just not cricket. And 5 overs per side is ridiculous. But
no, no, let me say that. 5 overs with the team
constitute
a game. That's what
constitute a game, yes.
So if you don't know, it's a 20 match. That's all. The time that is left was enough for 10 overs to be bowled. So you can get a match, it would still be calculated that it would still be a 20-over match. It's not 5-over match.
Well,
that's all.
But
in order for the match to be recognized, you know, not to be called a no-result match.
Because 5 overs
has to
be bowled.
5 overs. The replying team.
The
replying team, right.
Well, because you come back 10 overs up front. If there's enough time left behind, they have to calculate it by the 5 overs every time to say we have enough time for a match. If you don't have enough time, only 2 overs left or 4 overs left, the match will be a no result. If you have five or more overs, it will be the
team
back.
Wait a moment.
Yes.
Leo, I need clarification here. Ivor, can you go over that again? Because last night they discussed and agreed to play 5 overs. And I'm not sure that I follow Ivor's explanation there. Can
yeah,
you
but,
give it
you
to
know,
me?
The weather that had deteriorated, and that's why they couldn't allow the other team to bat because the 5 overs were completed for the first team. Again, the Guyana team had made 60 odd runs after 5 overs. 60-something. For two.
And what would have happened there again? What would have happened? Let me explain to Dennis. Their innings would have been closed.
Yes.
By the time play would have resumed, so they couldn't continue any innings. Or they would have had 6 or 7 overs. There was enough time left in the second inning.
No.
As far as they calculated before the match started.
No.
But they didn't start the match saying it's 5 overs to you and 5 overs to me. They
no.
couldn't do that.
No, either.
They cannot do
again.
That.
Sorry, let me try. I watched what was going on here, and they kept going on and having conferences. And the final conference the captains and the coach had with the umpires, they agreed to reduce the overs to a 5-over match. And that's what it was. The Warriors came out and batted their 5 overs, and at the end of their 5 overs, the rains came. So they then abandoned the match, and 1 point was awarded to each team.
Somebody correct me. Dennis, hold a while there. Somebody correct me. Isn't it mandatory that if 5 overs can be played, that they had to play the 5 overs and not agreeing between the two teams? That is the standard practice. Isn't it so?
How I know it, Leon, is that if one side has batted, right, and and then whatever runs they made, right? The other team will have to come, and, you know, because of rain or whatever, you know, maybe, and wet field or whatever. But that for it to be called a match,
constituted a game.
It has been a match. The replying team will have to bat at least 5 overs.
5 overs.
Then they'll do the comparison and see, I don't know if they're going to do comparison, but whatever. What really happened now, if they can't bat, if they cannot play 5 overs on a reply, then that's when it's called a no result. And of course, each one has a time. You can be just indefinite. You wait and wait and wait and wait. They have a cut-off time.
Well, yeah, that's why they reduced the time to 10,
Aldi,
5 overs.
Wait.
Audley.
Let's talk to Audley. Let's talk to Audley. So the Audley and Audley are giving it.
Audley.
If the team,
go ahead,
bat in second, would have
the match was going to
before
let,
5
let,
overs.
Wait a moment. One at a time. Go ahead, Ivor.
If that's compulsory that the second team bat the 5 overs, they should have enough time to complete 5 overs. But the team can knock off the one in 3 overs.
In
4
less.
Overs.
Yes.
But they don't have to bat the 5 overs. Or they can be pulled out before the 5 overs. Just for the listeners out, they want it. They do not have to bat the 5 overs. They can get the one or be bowled out. If five of us is being bold, of course, the fourth is going to tell you who would have won the match.
Yeah.
But in this case,
and there's no stipulation with regards to the amount of wickets lost. You can lose nine wickets.
No.
In the last night's match between the Warriors and the Kings, there were no batting, no side had batted at all. The match did not start until
I did not watch it, so I really can't tell you.
No,
I'm
telling you, they had several stoppages, and the match did not start until about late in the evening, maybe 10 o'clock at night. And both teams, the umpires and the captains, had a conference and decided that they would play a five-over match.
Is it still a conference that's not mandatory?
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, mandatory.
Five overs at least. So if they have enough time left in the match for 10 overs with a little 10-minute break in there, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to give the team back five overs. So if you're going to be in six overs,
it happened in the U.S. Open,
five overs, that's fine.
Happened in the U.S. Over when a whole lot of matches were washed out, and they reduced it to like a five-over match or six, whatever, just to get in, make sure the team get to quarterfinals and final and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Up to last year.
We've seen this. One at a time.
Go ahead, Ivo.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Dennis, if you be looking at the match, they always have this opening ceremony, and it's three games per day. But they always start late because of this. Mayor have to talk, and the governor have to talk, and the president, you know, that's old. But we normally have a 15-over match each side of 10, whatever it is. It's still constituted as a 20-over match, but because of the 10 that we have left today, each team now will only play 10 overs on the first day so we can get these matches. So bring this one down to 5 overs, and they start at 5. It's still constituted as a 20-over match, but the time that was left for the match, or the rest matches, they give you enough time to bowl 10 overs. They're not just 5 overs, including a break in between. If they couldn't calculate it for the 10 overs with enough time, then it's going to be a no-result match.
No result. So it's just formality when you see the shake hands, you know. I don't think the captain has anything to do with it, in my opinion. Am I correct?
The captain don't call that. The organizers, the match referee,
and the referee, the old umpires call it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the one to call it. The only time the captain them have a say, when they put in down these play conditions, they go and get them to agree to it. And that's what they're saying. Sometimes the majority don't always rule, because when you say they put these rules there, the guy agreed to it. The captains agreed to it because they feel they have an advantage over another team. Oh, my team have spin bowlers, so I'm going to always get it in there. That other team have fast bowlers, they're not going to get it in there. So let's do it. We agree to that. Send off a feeling because we need our own. I say it should not be left to those kind of people because some teams don't have an advantage. I only use 5 spin bowlers. I'm going to get 9. Then you're still in the fast bowlers, them over here. I'm not saying you shouldn't try to get in your overs, right? I'm not advocating that. But when you put that down on your head, mentally, cricket which is 85% mental. As I just said today, when you're playing with the break, when you're with swap because you're behind, we don't expect over being outside because my fast bowlers are doing, my fast bowlers, now all of a sudden, you're going to wallop my fast bowler in the last over all because I got 8 wickets down up here. But you want to make it with my $6 and it's going to be 100 for it, maybe 200 for 5, as opposed to my fast bowlers have 9 wickets down in the 17th over.
Gentlemen, quite quickly, the West Indies Rising Star men's under 19 squad have been selected and they're going to be touring Sri Lanka. The full squad is Stephen Pascal, he's a co-captain. Nathan Seeley, co-captain. Joel Andrew, right hand, but Mavindra Dindal, right hand, but Joshua Dawn, right hand, Nathan Edwards, left hand, Tarek Edwards, Ryan Edwards. Somebody. Deshaun James, Jordan Johnson, Devaney Joseph, Tamari Redwood, Isaiah Thorne, Stephen Weatherburn, and Adrian Weir. I don't know where these players come from, so I just call in a name. The team management, Rowan Nurse, Rowan Clark, Nick Wilton, Gabe Williams, Dominic Ancoy, and Gregory Seal. The matches will be on the 25th of August, 50 over, warm-up against Coles Cricket Club over in Colombo. On the 27th, first youth ODI at Ranger Dharmin Bula International Stadium. The 30th, the second youth ODI, the 1st of September, the 3rd youth ODI, and the 5th to the 8th is the first youth test match, and then on September 12th to the 15th, the second youth test match. Quite honestly, I don't know where these players come from. I know the youngster, Joel Andrew, he's from Antigua, and his house was wrecked by fire, was burnt down by fire recently in Antigua. So I don't know, anybody has any comment on that?
Virgil wanted to know he's muted.
Let me see. Oh, my goodness.
No. He's not.
Well, he just texted me. I'm just passing it on.
He might have muted himself. Okay, we'll track him off and put him back on, but I think he might have muted himself.
Is he so?
But, yeah. Let's try. Are you there, Virgil? Virgil? No. He must have muted himself. He's not muted on the board.
He's not muting from our end, and Hyacinth also, she's not...
She's back, but I don't
she's
know.
Back, she's back, but she's not... She might be muting herself as well, because we're not hearing from her.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's ask Simon for the question for the panelists. Simon, would you be kind enough to give us an easy question?
We're in the Lawrence. We're well in the Lawrence. Yes. Yeah, over 12
yes. Give him a chance to do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Simon, quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, good evening to all you lovely, wonderful gentlemen, talented cricket players.
Yes.
Knowledge about cricket. Okay, I have a very easy question tonight. For the, let's see what we have here, young men and ladies. Good evening to all. Hope everyone had a wonderful week, and we're looking for a much better week this week. Question for the night. Today is the 20th of August, 2023. Question is, there was a player that played cricket. His name is Tim Southee. I'll spell it. Tim Southee, S-U-T-H-E-E. My question is, which country did he play for, and when did he make his test debut? I'm going to repeat it. A player...
New Zealand?
Southee. Which country did he play for? I don't know where he was born, but which country he's played for, and when did he make his test debut?
We all know the first part of it, New Zealand.
I'm guessing 1986.
Okay.
Somebody else quickly.
I say
New Zealand.
2010.
Okay. All right.
New Zealand. Before that, early, maybe 2009.
Okay.
Somewhere. After the World Cup. After the 2007 World Cup. I didn't play in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I had 8 or 9, somebody. Came in after the World Cup. After 2007 World Cup.
I say New Zealand 2015.
Okay.
No, thank you.
What about...
Yeah, go ahead. Make everybody give us... Let's see. We got to be wrong to get the right answer. Mm-hmm.
Virgil?
Virgil?
No, Virgil said he's still muted. He's going to hang up and want you guys to call him.
I don't understand.
He's muted from your end.
No.
Okay.
He's not. He's,
yeah, no, no. We'll take care of it now. Hold on.
Okay.
What about the ladies? Ladies want to have a crack at it? The ladies want to have
yeah,
a crack at it?
That's it.
Donna? Yes, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Hello?
Donna? I don't want to leave you out. Give me a crack
Did
at it.
Did you hear the question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Make a guess.
I'm not in Saudi from New Zealand.
Okay.
I'm gonna
you have one part right.
You're
going to
say
2008?
New
Zealand,
2008.
2008,
yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Is Hyacinth
okay.
there? Hyacinth, are you in?
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Dennis, you gave your answer?
Oh,
no,
you
Dennis
ready? Okay. Oh, I thought we had more people on the panel. Okay,
we have...
Sorry. Yes,
no, wait,
August.
Wait. Virgil is coming in now. Virgil?
Virgil?
Yeah, I'm here now. Yeah.
Yeah. Virgil, give me your best answer. A cricketer called Kim Southee. We already have said that he's from New Zealand. And when did he make his test debut? Test debut. What year?
1996. That's
okay.
a big guess.
I just started the World Cup, but mm-hmm. it is after 2007. Mm-hmm. The exact
okay.
time.
All right.
It was close after that.
Okay. Go. Let Simon give us the answer. Simon, the
answer for tonight is Kim Southee. Of course, we said New Zealand. Everybody was right on that. And he made his test debut on March 27th, 2008. And I'll give you the second part of that. Against England.
Mm.
England?
England, against England. Okay, well done. Can
all
you
right,
remember
Donna.
That? I don't know if you can.
Wait, keep it. I said 2008.
Donna said 2008.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, folks, let's do an exercise quickly. The FIFA World Cup ended today and England were defeated by Spain 2-1-0. It could have been 2 or 3, but it ended 1-0.
Absolutely.
Okay,
game.
Just to give us.
It was a great game.
I didn't get to watch any of those matches, Leon. I didn't.
Whoa,
get to watch
man!
Any of them.
You missed
no.
a great match today, man. It was a good
yeah.
match. England was outplayed. I think they were outplayed from. But what is amazing to me, oddly. Is the prize money, you know, that is being paid. The champion, their association get $4,290,000. Each player get $270,000.
Wow.
A total of $10 million going to one the winner. And it goes down the line. All in all, FIFA paid $110 million for the tournament, for the 32 teams.
Okay.
Is that something?
Yeah, because each Jamaican, I mean, each player in the make the second round got $60,000 US.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just to tell you how far cricket is behind soccer, you know, or football. Suppose these players were being paid that, and the association were being paid like what FIFA paid. They don't have money to run tournaments. They have money to pay players. They may not be so much exodus going from one place to the next. Any comments? Anybody want to know? Anybody impressed with a little girl from Spain? She's 19 years old. She got the youngest player award.
Yes, it was incredible. She was very, very good. She was fast. She was skillful.
Just call her Salma. Salma, I can't pronounce her last name. Para Tata, something like that. Salma.
She was fast. She was quick. She had a lot of ball skills, and she was able to think and act in the manner such that she was a threat all day. And, of course, she was brought on as a substitute in the semifinal match that Spain played, and she did such a good job. I'm not surprised that he was a starter for this final match. Incredible talent this young lady has, and I look forward to seeing her somewhere, probably in, you know, one of the English leagues not too distant future.
The best goalkeeper came out of England. She saved the penalty. I think she read that striker to the T. I don't know what she did, but that looked so easy. Anybody saw the penalty? No?
I saw it, and you're right, Leon. Your description is fitting. You know, she anticipated very well and was able to save the penalty without any hassle. The ball went right into her midriff as she did her diving to the left of the goal. You know, it was an incredible, incredible save.
But you know something that stood out to me too? You know, the tournament started in 1991, I think it is. And the USA have won the title 4 times. And if they were to win this, they had won this tournament. That man, it would be 3 times in a row. And England and Spain, with all their might, have not gone to the final until today, during the time. So USA has to really tap themselves on the back, because to have won it 4 times since it began is a great feat.
Yeah, it's really a great feat. But now they are so mixed up with so much politics and so much gender submarine kind of something into the place. I'm glad they got kicked out.
Based in their argument, and hey, we are more popular than the men's soccer team, and you can't pay them more than us. I don't blame them. But now, they got to go back to the drawing board.
Because they were carrying home the precious metal. They were carrying home the gold, right?
Yes.
It's true, but the whole truth of it is that men's soccer is much more popular than ladies. Right, and it's no if and but about that. So, for them to get paid, yes, they should get paid, and it's just like in the tennis. So, you know, some people are saying, "Oh, the tennis." Well, as a matter of fact, the tennis they cave into it and they have equal prize money for ladies and for men in a big tournament and stuff like that. When they still allow ladies just to play best of 3 and men have to play best of 5. They went overboard. That's hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, anybody wants to say anything to Simon? Simon, anything you want to know about? You're going to cut it short tonight and make it short and sweet. India are in Ireland. And Ireland, well, let's start with not Ireland, but New Zealand and the UAE.
And the UAE.
Wow. Man,
but
so much.
They were beaten today. They were beaten today, so the series ended 2-1 in favor of New Zealand. But
yeah,
they got a shocker.
Who expect the UAE to beat New Zealand?
But people are saying that they send a second team.
Well, you know what? Anything you send, it represents your country. And you get beaten,
remember the T20, you know, anybody can win that game. So you show up one day good, then your bowler do good or something like that. So it's T20, anybody can win that game.
I don't think India believe that, boy. India believe that they could beat West Indies, any team they put on the field.
Never
I just had a feeling. So.
Your opponents, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Right, you underestimate your opponents, and you get shamed. You know, they put you down. You know.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
What happened to West Indies? Remember when Kenya beat the West Indies with the mighty
Lloyd
and all the big guns on it? We
underestimated
them, and I heard they went out. We heard they went out partying. No, this is just hearsay, but they partied the night before hard. So when they went on the field, they weren't seeing the ball or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, because who they're going to play? It's Kenya. And they put us down, you know? So as long as those guys, they may not have the name, they don't have the name recognition like the big guns. But they are coming to gun you down because they want to make sure they have the other scalp on their belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Folks, can we talk about Samuels being charged again? Is it a continuation of the one that he was charged for, or is it something else?
It has something to do with from this long time. But
2019.
The whole thing, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of after Donald Trump was no more president, they still, what is that again? Still vote to whatever. He's no longer in office. It makes no sense. Marlon Samuels not playing.
Trump committed offense when he was in office. Different. Big difference.
But here this is I mean, even after he was not in office again, they were still voting to, and he was no longer there, so it makes no sense because he wasn't president. So I'm just saying, with Marlon Samuels single, Marlon Samuels retired from cricket from when and not playing. So what you're going to say, you're going to suspend him from playing for 2 or 3 or whatever it is. What then does that make? Absolutely.
Well, you know, if he's found guilty, he can't take care, and then he were to get a coaching assignment, and the match is under the auspices of the ICC, they can't accept him if he's found guilty.
So that's the effect
he has on the young man.
Back to the other thing, the impeach. I'm talking about you impeach a president. What already not a president?
Can we not talk about politics?
You don't have to be a president. You don't have to be a president to be.
Impeached from what? Impeached from what? It's your position. What? Just like Marlon Samuels, you're going to impeach him from cricket when he retired not playing cricket.
Because anything under the office of the ICC, and somebody pick him up and pay him a good salary, and he may do something else. I don't know. But that's how it is. Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to be an actual player.
No.
You don't have to be an actual player. So you can be an owner of a team, they deny you from that. A coach. Yeah, you're not supposed to pass.
Leon,
Wait, Dennis. Make Audrey finish. Ivor finish. You finish, Ivor? Go ahead now, Dennis.
Yeah, because
Dennis,
you
come in. Dennis, you want to ask another question? Dennis.
I think we're going too fast. Before one thing finish, we move on to another. We are going too fast. We need to slow.
Time is running out on us, Audley.
Audley, for your benefit, the charges heard by the tribunal related to a 2019 Abu Dhabi T10. And he was found guilty of failing to disclose, delay. So it's 3 years or 4 years, however long it has been since then. You have to accept, because Samuel did not cooperate and delayed dealing and speaking to the committee, this is why it's coming now at this stage. It's not that he's, you know, he was found guilty on four failing to disclose, you know, gift, payment, hospitality benefit, failing to disclose to the unit, failing to cooperate, delay, obstruction, and delay. So when you think of all of that, that is why it's coming at this stage of the game. It's not because they've just ignored it for 4 years. Samuels has not been cooperating and has been delayed. Okay, that's it, Leon.
What about the Thomas situation, too? Thomas, we haven't heard anything about it. Maybe that has been delayed, too, for further evidence. Anybody knows anything that they can bring to light?
No, I haven't heard anything where Devon Thomas' situation is concerned, because we know that they might have set him up. I don't believe that
entrapment, they call it.
Should go and try to entice a person and see how they would react. You know, it's like you're setting trapping for the person, and I'm not saying they should have fallen for the entrapment, But I don't see why you, even when somebody is the real criminal, not approaching the person, that you set up somebody from your organization, the one that is going to charge you anyway, to see if you would have fallen for it. And then they fall for it.
They have other things left to do. Other things can be done to help cricket rather than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
any other business anyone wants to? Oddly, we have about 15 minutes more. New Zealand tour. Tell us about New Zealand and the UAE now, oddly. You're glad because the UAE beat them by 7 wickets?
I'm happy because
New Zealand come back to them and beat them by 32 runs to win the series 2-1.
Leon, we all expect New Zealand to beat the UAE. But when a team, you see when Bangladesh is playing, and Bangladesh is playing like England, Australia and all this, I want Bangladesh to win because I want the one that is looked down on, the one that is the underdog. I root for the underdog. Right?
But oddly, when the underdog wins, they say the other team send a second team.
Well, too bad they don't want to say that. The team you send is the one that represents you, that represents the country. So I want to see, I love to see when the underdog comes out on top.
Me too.
The team like the Netherlands. Yeah, teams like the Netherlands, Ireland, and things like that. Even I don't want them to do it and then play against West Indies. But if it happens, I say, well, more power to them, you know? I don't want to do that. Don't forget that the West Indies now, they are always the underdogs now. It doesn't matter who they play because we are down so low that we are flat on our back. The only place we are looking is up. You know? Everybody's above us.
Simon, any questions from us that you want to hear?
No, Simon? I'm listening. I'm listening to the talented panelists.
Yes, anyone wants to raise a question that we did not cover?
Leon, we haven't welcomed Justna to the show.
Pardon me?
Justna has joined us. Let's welcome.
Let me see. My screen has collapsed.
Hello, Justna.
Yeah, bring
her
to me, please.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Justna. Where have you been?
I've been out of state, traveling.
Someone said you're hiding because...
One, everybody knows about that, right? U19 cricket.
Oh, yes, okay. I thought you were hiding because India lose to West Indies. Were you?
No. I wish I can coach everybody, you know, make good players. I mean, I should say that, but, yeah, sometimes I feel that way. But, yeah, we're doing good, traveling. How's everybody doing in our panel?
I'm good. I'm all right. Nothing to complain about. It could be worse. Everybody, Simon is good. Simon, that plays up.
We're doing good and much better since you came on, Justna.
You well said it. Well said. I don't know if Hyacinth with us. Hyacinth, are you with us? She must have been mute. Muted herself because we're not hearing her at all. Anyway, anything new, Justna, that you want to share with us?
New, the national teams are getting ready for women's national cricket team. Is getting, you know, ready for
training.
Are you a
selector?
Yeah. I am a selector, yes.
Oh.
I am one of them.
Keep
it to yourself. Don't tell anybody. Being me in the media, I get in trouble, as you know.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I have a question for Justna. There was that series that was played earlier in, I think it was Hong Kong, and one was played elsewhere, and it's supposed to be coming to the United States sometime, maybe round about now or September. What can you tell us about that series? I cannot remember the name of the series. It's international players, I think, like about something to do with 10. I just can't remember.
Ladies are men.
Women. It's women's tournament. They played the first one in Hong Kong, and they played another one elsewhere, and then they're bringing the next series to the USA. And I think it's September, but I just can't remember the name
September
of the
series. September is correct, yes. September 4th or September 7th?
What is the name of the series? You can't remember.
Is it national? Women's national? No? September is a training at the camp for a national women's cricket team.
No, this isn't a training. This is a series of matches played between invited international stars. It's women. And they played, it's something to do with 10, I think it was about 10 teams or less. I know Hayley Matthews played in it last year and she did very well. And I know they're supposed to be coming to the United States for the next series in September. I'll have to try and find the information for next time round. But it's a women's tournament.
I'm looking at the women's tournament that was supposed to be going on, but it's only showing me until the different series, the 18th to the 22nd
October.
August. It's not showing me anything.
October.
But, okay. I'm not seeing that one.
Yeah, it's not a country thing. It's an invitational series where they invited international women stars to play amongst themselves. And it's been very successful. They played two series already. I know the first one was in Hong Kong, and then they moved on to another East country, and they're coming to, at least that was the plan anyway. And it's supposed to be September or thereabouts. But we'll find out. I'll try and find information for next time around.
We have a question for Simon. Simon, are you prepared to take a question now? It's too late.
I'm listening.
Who is a Stone Waller? He's a batsman.
No, your question is, who is he?
Who is a, describe a Stone Waller.
No, I've never heard that name.
Can you make a guess?
You mean what country is from?
No, it's an individual. Just a person that is called a Stone Waller. What would you describe that person?
Okay, well, I'd say a person who would be the backbone of the team.
Okay.
Close, but not too.
Not sort of.
Okay. A person that you can depend on. Like Chander Paul.
All right, close.
Okay. One more guess. Okay. A person who can get the team out of any problems, either bowling or batting.
No.
Do the reverse to that. Do the reverse to what you just said, Simon.
Wait, Ivor, go ahead.
I tell Simon to do the reverse to what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you just said, Simon, put it the other way around and see how close you come to it.
I just said the player that can depended upon to save the team?
No, that's what you said first. So reverse that. But you're just stonewalling, man. You're stonewalling. So is that it? So.
Okay. Anybody else want to try?
Yeah, stonewall to prevent things from happening, like what Marl and Samuel were doing. Stonewalling prevented, refused to give
evidence
and stuff
like
that.
I don't understand what you mean, stonewalling. What do you mean?
And if somebody doesn't get up, he's fine that playing.
He's a batsman.
We just reverse it. He ain't doing nothing.
Is there somebody that can't get out?
Right? That's the thing.
He's a batsman.
That close.
But he doesn't want to score any runs?
Yes, okay, close. Mm-hmm. Anybody just want to add to it? Simon is... the dictionary says, Simon,
yeah,
a player who stonewalls is a totally defensive batsman.
Okay.
You
but
put him there,
but
hey, listen, I don't want to score runs, but I am going to take
and
care of the
shuttleton.
Yeah, he's
Pedro,
just to wear Pedro out the bats, the bowler.
Okay.
Pedrora, he's a guy
yeah
who can be...
Pedrora,
yeah.
He
make runs, but then you have time when he does drop anchor.
He just
yeah,
drop anchor. Gavaskar was one time like that earlier, too.
Yeah, yeah, but if he's staying there and not getting out, that's helping the team.
No, but it depends on the position of the team.
The position of the team.
Yeah,
this guy is a danger bowler.
Can I change something? Can I change something? So you talk about the CPL, right? I go back to the game that Barbados tried and play and the Cornwall out. I was...
Oh, yeah. We're
going to
talk about that quickly here, too. But let me finish off this now. Let's just finish off this, Virgil. But let's finish it off. So anybody conclude the answer? Everybody understands, at least? That's my interpretation. Anybody have different? Go ahead.
Position, especially when you're trying to draw a game. And you just don't get that 24-1.
No, exactly. That's what it
you're
is.
Not, you're not trying to 4-1. They're trying to just block the game, survive to draw a game.
Oh, you blunt that bowler. You blunt, the Gilchrist. Not the Gilchrist, the Roberts or Holden. He not supposed to get me. And I take all the bowling against him. That's correct. Thank you, Ivor. Okay, now, go ahead
I watched the thing and I was so disappointed. I'm going to tell you something. He run in, I can tell you he didn't believe the ball is coming to his end, because I know a lot of cricketers run like that, don't believe the ball is coming to his end, right? You get run out. But then you have friends and the nasty and dirty things they did. It's just so ashamed to see. Some people say, oh, I want him to do good, but he shouldn't be playing cricket. He's too big. His bigness, why he get run out. No, he was just jogging down there. He did not expect the ball was coming to his end. And I see that play with ordinary cricketers doing the same thing, and sometimes the ball misses their stuff because they don't expect the ball coming to his end, their end, right? But everybody has made duck. Couple three person make duck in the team. And you don't hear nobody complain about these three guys. Everybody just on Cornwall back. Because the way how we get out.
You know why, Virgil?
You
know, Virgil, he wasn't even trying to push his bat or anything to try to get in. You, if you are batter and you're running between the wickets, you can't just say you're not expecting them to throw at my end.
Yeah.
Right?
But,
it's going to...
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Hustle get in, but he was even trying.
Of course.
He not even push the button to try sliding.
So
my impression of it, I know he's not a quick between the wickets.
That's
I would not have taken
a
run. I would have stopped him. Said no. Showed no.
That is also true, right? But if you watch most of the time, even though you batting out there, sometimes you don't. Most guys will run to that other end and get down there. But sometimes you're so casual, you don't think that is not going to happen. But when this is franchise cricket, right? These people pay for him. But when your own West Indian people is saying like he shouldn't be playing, like he go and put himself there and say, okay, I must play with the team. They had to see something why they want him to play. You understand? But for you to putting out all in that dirty thing that you're saying about this young man that didn't put himself there because they bid for him and they retain him. But then we don't criticize people when they do something bad, but when they do something good, but everybody's on his weight, he needs to lose weight, he needs to go distant. I mean, we all know we don't like to see him lose weight, but if he lose weight and he can't play cricket again, and he can't be as good as how he goes, then we can have another excuse.
But when the other guys in them, I see Radman coming, first ball, he tries to knock before six. He get caught. Conrad probably knocked the ball out of the park. But nobody complain about that. We have to start a support, especially somebody like his size. We have to start support this young man because, you know something? As I always said, the rest guys in them is slim and trim. Suppose he can do 10 times better than him. And if he can put himself there, oh, God, 11 men on the field, give him some support. And stop, because all you do is, and like I told one of the guys, on a little TV chat we have, you know something? That could have been your brother, your father, your son, or something. Would you like to hear your own friends and them telling you, the people that you talk to, telling you these kind of things about the person? And so many guys in them I know, they have fat kids, right? And if you would be saying that on the chat, imagine what would they say about your son that may be playing some kind of sport and he's trying his best and you're trying to bring that person down. We have to do better than that. Because this young man putting himself out there, he playing his heart out to get there. Other guys in the Caribbean will wish they have the opportunity that he have, but at least he's there. He didn't there because of just, they just pick him like that. It's because of his ability to do certain things. But the only fault he has, he can't run as fast as the rest of them. That's the only thing. And we are going to kill him because of that. And we should not be doing that. We should not be doing that to a young man. We need to encourage this person because, as I said, you play cricket with the bat, the ball, and your brain. Because fastest runner out there, you can have somebody out there run fast up and down, but they can't make no runs, they can't get no wicket. What are you going to do? You going to keep them? Or you going to keep somebody that can make no runs and wicket?
Let's say Dennis. Dennis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Virgil. You know, I hear your point and I accept it. What I did observe in this match was the fact that that ball, I believe, went somewhere behind Cornwall. And he had no idea where the ball was. And so when the other batter set off for the run, I believe Cornwall must have thought that that was a safe run at that point. And I think, not knowingly, that's what happened because it was much closer to him. So it wasn't so much his fault. I don't think it was his fault as the fault of his fellow batter.
And that's the bad part about it, man.
Can I add my two cents
on this here?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to agree that Cornwall has been discriminated against, in my opinion. Okay?
Yes.
Now, this is the second part of it. Concerning the match, Cornwall has to blame himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am the fielding captain. I am instructing my fielder, anyone that is not forward and Cornwall is in there, we are
go to his end.
He's supposed to be conscious of that. So Cornwall, every time you're running anything, a single, two, three, other than a boundary, you have to make good your ground. Because I'm going to tell my fielder to target you. So what he did there is no excuse. Thought that then I'm gonna thwart my end and all that kind of stuff. You make good your ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If he knew that he couldn't run it, he should. Yes, you're right. If he shouldn't run, he should. I felt that he shouldn't go for the single if he wasn't sure.
That's right. Well. And once you take off, you have to put in all of it to go down there. If you can see the ball, and it's a relaxing single, that's fine. But Dennis is saying, in his opinion, he didn't even see it. So that's the reason why you should make good and get
I think I should look back and see where the ball is coming from, too.
Yeah.
See, it's the music. Look and see where the ball is from. Well, you're going to meet more of that. I'm telling you. So I'm not going to worry about that.
Look,
because
I have to blame Cornwall. You got to blame Cornwall then. We can't sugarcoat this anything. You can't.
No,
say,
we're not blaming him. We're not blaming anybody else but himself, you know. But it's just the when you hear old people have these dirty things. Fussing.
Well, you can't stop that then. Virgil, you can't stop that. I'm a lot of blogs. I hear them talking them things, and I just leave them alone because useless.
But
anybody has anything that they want to share with us that might be off the bat?
Yeah, I have 10 minutes remaining.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes. I know. Just
I have something I want to say on this platform here.
Go ahead.
Well, Michael is Mr. El Comito Willis. 50 years in the making. Been with a play for West Indies team. And I'm using this platform to tell the powers that be in St. Kitts and Nevis that it is high time for El Comito Willis to be knighted.
Mm-hmm.
This coming September, we expect a list to be in. As a matter of fact, there were some signatures out trying to solicit names, and Willis is one of the names that was putting there. So Prime Minister Duke and whomever the powers might be, it is time for another person other than politicians to become knighted. And Willis, who is the first Nevisian, first Leeward Islander to make the West Indies team in his 60th year, I am making this appeal on this forum to knight the young man. Put something in front of his name other than Mr. We can get Sir. That's it. I'm making here today.
Well, I would say the cricket show, I'm sure I'm going to take it on myself to say the cricket show endorse the nomination of Mr. Willett, El Comito Willett, to be the next knight in the Federation of St. Kitts Nevis. And I would urge all the panelists to do so too, because I'm telling you, when that young man broke the barrier, we all in Antigua, at least, we were proud as if it were our own national. He paved the way, and it meant a lot. You have the greats like Andy Roberts, Viv, Kurt Lee Ambrose, you name it. He paved the way when Worrell came down and said, well, look, the future of West Indies cricket is going to be from the smaller islands. And Willett was the pace setter. And because of that, they started to watch and see that players from the Leeward Islands were as capable as those from Barbados and those from Trinidad and those from Jamaica. And it only proves so true. And I go as far as say when the Leeward Islands cricket is up, West Indies usually are winning. Because when we pass through a Leeward Islands tournament, and make the Leeward Islands side. And then go, when we were joined with the Leeward Windwards, we had to go through these barriers. And when we reached the West Indies team, we were there for stake and produced some of the greatest cricketers the world has ever seen. So, St. Kitts Nevis, you all do what is right. Give the young man his flowers before he's gone. And that is my take. And I believe I can say this on behalf of the cricket show, that he deserves to be knighted.
Let me say my piece, and I'm going to be blunt too. It would be very shameful of the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis not to do something like that, because for a small country to put you on the map, put the whole Leeward Island, put St. Kitts and Nevis on the map in cricket, okay, and if he's a politician, probably they would have done do that. I hope it's not politics why they're doing keep him down and don't do that, because this gentleman deserved that for what he have done for St. Kitts and Nevis and the Leeward Islands. So I hope the politician himself go out and do that. And people should not have to put his name on something for them to do something like that, because it's not to say something that you don't know about. You know about it, and I hope it's not politics keeping that young man from getting what he deserves, because he already put
He was St. Kitts and Nevis on the map, and he deserved to be knighted. Because you can't just give it to politicians or some businessman or something because they do some kind of favor or some kind of... No, this person deserved it because he put us out there. And I hope they do it. That's all I'm saying. It'd be shameful if they don't do it to that man.
And they should do it before he's passed.
Of course.
We don't know how long...
When somebody dies. No, you don't want that. You don't want to do that. Give him his due when his eyes is open and he can hear. Give it to him.
Mm-hmm. I know if he were in Antigua, he would be a knight already. Mm-hmm. I would say that without any favor. But to each his own, but we are appealing to you, Mr. Prime Minister. Do what you have to do.
No,
anybody else?
Just
anyone else?
Do it. Yeah, just do it.
Just do it, yes.
Nominate.
Yes, I
want. We don't have the power to. We can sign a petition, but that's all we can
Donna, come on in.
Mm.
Yes, I too. I'm going to say that it's about time for the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis to honor Mr. Willett and give him what is due to him. The only persons in St. Kitts who have been nominated thus far have been politicians, and it's about time we change our course and give it to Mr. Willett because he paved the way, and because he paved the way, other Leeward Islanders got a chance, and they who came after him have already been knighted in their country.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to think about giving it to Willett. A petition should not have been the idea to send out for Mr. Willett to get honored. It's about time. 50 years on? Come on. Do the right thing, Mr. Prime Minister. That's my bit.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
Yes, let me ask you something that you said.
We only have about 4 minutes to go, folks. So
okay, I take some to just ask you what you said. Willett at 14 in boys' school, a little kid, Ed Arterton saw it in him to make a club team, then to make the Nevis team, then at 16, making three what I love. And within 3 years, he was only 19. So before him, to make the best in his team as a teenager. Willett did not, let me help you here. He went to the Leeward Islands, then he went to the Combine Islands. In those days, we had to go to the president's team, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Willett broke down the door that he even had to get picked president 11 team. Willett did not play for that. He just waltz his way on his team, break down the glass ceiling that they had no choice. He had to fight the Trinidad newspapers who was pushing Dimity in Imtiaz Ali and Imtiaz Ali internally. Lance Gibbs was there and everything. David Holford was just finished playing in the 60s, remember that? Willett had to break down all those spinners. So he had a spinner coming out of need. That wasn't even on the map. It is time. 50 years. This year got to be the time. 50 years. It's no if, but yep. And I'm going down there.
Okay.
On that note,
folks, we have to say good night to all the wonderful people who joined the show tonight. We appreciate the participation of each and every one of you. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Have a blessed week. And I hope to see you guys on Saturday morning, where you can get the Caribbean Global Voices. The number again, Ivor, is
1-563-999-3693. Caribbean Global Voices.
Global Voices. And just my final request is to keep Don Simon and Bubsy Nisbet in your prayers and thoughts, folks, because they need your help with God's healing touches on their bodies.
Liam, before we go, I have a brother who is very ill.
Oh,
my brother Sidney Brown, he is very ill.
Sidney Brown,
dear
Heavenly Father, we touch his body as well. Sidney Brown is ailing, Lord. You know, you are the great physician. We ask that you just touch these three folks, Sidney Brown, Bob Nisbet, and of course, who's the other one? Yes, in all those that I mentioned, Lord, you know that you can heal them.
Don.
You are the
Don.
One who made us all. Somebody
Don.
Say to me? Don Simon, that's right, Don Sam Simon, yes indeed, she's on the Saturday show in the mornings and she's under the weather, Lord. We just ask that you touch their bodies, heal them. In your precious name we pray. Folks, until next week, God willing, thanks a lot for all who participated and good day. Yeah, anybody have a few words to say before I pull up my screen, it just collapsed on me? Go ahead. Anyone else have a short, just a short... Short little verge of anything.
All right, and just let me give a little thought.